guys that have come in the community.
They want to learn, they want to grow. The level of Torah that's being learned here, the rebbeim that are here, but even more important than that, and that's very, very chashuv. The chevra, the guys that are here, the avodas Hashem. If you would see, we had here a few fabrengans this year. The dibuk chaverim. The excitement about being Jews. It's something that I can't refer back to in my mind. The feeling when I was here in those years, where everything was purely a matter of who shear you and how smart you are, and whether you could say a good terrorist, you could slug up a Rebbe. Things here are very, very, very different. Very different. All of that, of course, the highest level of learning, but a tremendous amount of avaida. If a person's looking for Dveikus Bashem, Ruchnius, which is still what my life is about, I'm still looking. After all these years, I'm still looking. I have a shul. I'm a rav of a shul in Woodmere in the Five Towns, Eish Kodesh. That's what the shul's about. And I was worried that there would be a tremendous dissonance, disparity between what I do in that world of Eish Kodesh and what would be here in the official world of Torah Mada. I was worried about the disparity. But the truth is, it's not like that at all. I found that one is marshal and the other. I have tremendous chizik from the guys here. I spend time talking with the guys. I have tremendous chizik. The place is swarming with B'nai Aliyah. Swarming with B'nai Aliyah who are trying to be Bali Madregas, not just in their learning, but in their davening, Tikkun Amidas, Dveikus Bashem. And I have become an unwitting ambassador of the yeshiva, because wherever I go, chevra ask me when I'm by the chassidim, because I have connections to all of these worlds, by the chassidim and by the yeshivish people, they're asking them what's going on there in the yeshiva, and telling me that you can't believe it, you have to come to see what's happening over here. With the nisyanis, because they're also chevra here that they don't know yet, and they're really not, they weren't learning much, and they're starting off. They're also tzaddik. So there's an Indian that I want to talk about. I spoke to a chaver about it yesterday. I want to share this with you. A little divrei chaskas before Yantiv. It's a very strange minig that we have. It's a strange minig. It's brought down in the Aliyarabba, in the Chag Yaakov. The Chavis Yor brings it in his Sefer Mekor Chaim and Pesach. It's a minig the Jews have to steal the Afikai. In the Rambam, it's not clear. Chaitvin, miyad liyad. Even by the Rambam, there's some Indian of grabbing the Afikai, grabbing it. Chaitvin is not a polite thing, to grab. But when you look in Eliyahu Rabba, there was a minig, a very prevalent minig that's still in many places, that the one who's leading the site of the father, the grandfather, has the afikaimen, and the children would steal. Lignoiv is afikaimen. Even though Chavis Yoi writes that he has certain sveikas about such a thing. And Shlomo Zalman Orabach, Zechar Levacha, made a point every year of telling his family that even though there is such a minhag in this house, we don't steal. Chaim Kanevsky, Yibodim Chaim L'Chaim, also makes a point of saying, we don't steal. But if you have to say that, it means there's an inyan, right? Even if you don't do it. Nobody here walks into a store and says, I want you to know I'm a religious Jew. I don't steal. We don't steal. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's a big thing. And you know that in Chosh Mishpat, even when it comes to stealing, let's say, to play a joke on a guy, on a friend, to take something, to get him nervous, to teach him a lesson. They look in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rishonim, it's okay, it could be it's not a deraisa, it's a derabanan, a meikat could be tzedarabon. But it's still. And by Leil Pesach, that there should be, on the holiest night of the year, that there should be such an inyan that a Jew steals. If the Rishonim says that the children shouldn't fall asleep, l'chaviv es ha-mitzvah b'neihem, that they should enjoy the mitzvahs. So that's how we keep the children awake. We teach them to be ganovim. Not just to steal, but to steal from the father. So we'll come back to that at the very end. I'm not going to go for, I don't have the voice to go for an hour, like 40 minutes or something. We'll come back to that at the end. Ma'aseh Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Tavon, Shem Yisubim ben Ebrak. Ohi Yimisabim b'zihis Nisayim kol Oysa halayla. So the Tanoim, the Tzaddikim, was sitting in Bnei Brak, and they were telling over the Ma'aseh of Yitzias Nisayim. Kol Oysa halayla. And all the Mefarshim are discussing what we learned from this Ma'aseh. It's very telling who the Tanoim were, who the Tanoim were in the story. Why Davka these Tanoim? Why Davka in Bnei Brak? These are all interesting discussions, not for now. But L'inyanen, what I have on my heart to talk to you about, and what I'm going to be talking to my own children and grandchildren about, the Midrash Hashem a little bit, at the Seder. And there's nothing, I'm telling you the same thing that I want to tell my children and my grandchildren. The Barbanel and Malb Mother Mefarshim are asking why does it have to say how you misab mitzias esraim kol oisay halayim kol oso halayim kol oso halayim that very same night misab mitzias esraim belayla. The whole chiddush is belayla. Kol halayla is a chiddush. Actually, you tell me there. But kol oisa halayla, there's not one extra word. But kol oisa halayla. That very same night. So there's a Torah from the Klosenberg Rabbi Schussi Galen. Oh, I was zeichet to see many times. When I was growing up, he's not gone so many years, so 20 years. I was zeichet to see him. My father was zeichet to be with him after the war. In the camp after the war, I think many of you have heard of the Klosenberg Rebbe. I think you know that he lost 11 children, his wife, and 11 children were killed. Started again, raised a new family, built a new world. All created sons in Eretz Yisrael, Laniato Hospital. Sons over here in New Jersey, in New York, Antwerp, London, wherever there are Jews. Mifal Ashas, Klosenberg was a going oimah, Shefachayim. Given your serious shuvas, a magnificent shuvas, I don't know if you've had a chance to see them. He's one of my biggest heroes. I have a big picture of him in my study where I learn. There's a picture. There was this Jew in Sfas. I don't know if you've ever been to the galleries in Sfas. It was a Jew. He was nifted a few years ago. He had a long name. I forgot his name. The K. You know what I'm talking about? Not Katzenbach. It's a strange name. He was a Baal Tshuva, a French Baal Tshuva. He was a very, very talented artist and photographer. Can't remember right now his name. So one of my talmidim brought me, there's a picture that he took of the Klosenberger. The Klosenberger was standing and saying some tilm or something, crying. It's such a picture. So the Klosenberger lived every single second with the memories of what was, of what he went through. He lived every second of it. he was one of the few tzaddikim. He was one of the few tzaddikim who would talk about it. Many of the tzaddikim after the war, they didn't talk much about it. Even to their talmidim and to their chassidim, the Klausenberger and the Blujever, Susan Milena, they spoke about it a lot. Most of the tzaddikim and Ger, the members of the basis, so Kimad didn't talk about it. Kimad. There are few outbursts that each tzaddik had that we know about, that we're told about. But the Klausenberger and Mamish lived every second. So he talks about this, Kol Oisai Halayim, that they were talking about Yitzias and Sarim that very same night. Kol Oisai Halayim. And I want to share with you what the Klausenberger say. And then to explain a little bit and get back at the end to the Inyan of the Afikayim. What are the hardest things in the world to daven? Because I'll say that my davening is the Ramhaim Shalom. Davening is the highest thing in the world. That's what Rashi explains there in the Gemara. The world doesn't take davening so seriously. Already back in the time of Chazal, you find in the Kisvei Ari that davening is lei imein, learning Torah is rachel imein. When Yaakov came, he wanted to marry Rachel. He fell in love with Rachel. Rachel is Torah Shebaal Peh. Chazal say, like a rachela, like the lamb, it produces more and more. The more you shear the wool, the more it produces. So too, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, the more you learn, the more halachas, the more Torah Shebaal Peh. It's like the lamb. So Yaakov, he wanted to marry Rachel Yemein. He fell in love with Rachel Yemein. This Torah is very easy to fall in love with. So beautiful. You fast Torah, you fast Maher. It's so beautiful. If a person has a little bit of a curiosity, a little bit of a seichel, how could you not fall in love with Torah? It's so interesting. It's so exciting. I'm sure at some point, all of you, I don't know if you're Shana Aleph, how many of you are Shana Aleph? Okay, so the rest of you are Shana Beis. So probably you're already at this point, whether you're in Shalavim or Torah Shag or Torah Smaisha, whatever yeshiva you're in, the different yeshivas, HaKotel, whatever yeshiva, at some point during the year, I know, and I believe, Be'emunah Shleimah, there was like a fire you felt inside you, and you looked around the Beis Medrash, and you were looking at the Svarim, and you were thinking, I really want to know this stuff. I really want to know this. Because Rachel Yemeinu is so beautiful. Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry Rachel Yemeinu. But Leah, what about Leah Yemeinu? So it says in Torah, she was snua Leah. Yahweh Hashem ki snua Leah. She was despised. Okay, it doesn't mean she was mamash despised. The Mepharshim say, just compared to Rachel, she was despised. She never ever felt that she had that place in Yaakov Avinu's eyes. She tried so hard. So the Rizal says that Leah Yemeinu was davening. The Leah davening is something that's very, 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 very hard. It's very hard to love davening. There are some people that they like that they mamish love davening, but it's very hard. The Chassidim of Dovid HaMelech, they like that. The Einiglech of Dovid HaMelech, his descendants, they're very connected to that. The Balshamtiv's Einiglech comes also from Dovid HaMelech. Very connected to davening, but it's very hard with davening. So, and no matter how many times they make a Yom Iyun to study tefillah, it doesn't. So now you know another pshat in Matayvu. So it's nice. So give out pages of Maariv Mekaymus and tefillah. You can have all the Maariv Mekaymus in the world. It doesn't mean you're gonna. Have a love for davening. Understand it better, that should hopefully lead to appreciating it. So one of the main reasons the Svarim say that davening is not loved is because, especially in our times, especially now, at the end of time, it's because most people don't feel that they're worthy of their tefillahs being answered. Let's face it, that's the truth. If somebody asks you to daven for a person that's sick, that they love, I know that when somebody asks me to daven for somebody, I'm always hoping that they're asking a lot of people to daven for that person and they're going to tzaddikim. Because my feelings are that with all the things that I've seen in this farm, I don't have much confidence that it's hard to have confidence that my tefillah means that much to the Bari Olam. You know, you learn Mesil Zasharm, you see all the Ramchal talks about how every Jew has to daven for Mashiach. Have to daven so hard for Geula, for redemption. But between me and you, isn't there this thought that you have that for thousands of years Jews have been davening for redemption? And me, Moshe Kapoya, Ham Yankel, Baruch Shmero, with all of my aveiros, all of my stupidity, and all of my narishkeit, and all the things that come out from my mouth, I'm going to bepoil something with my davin. I'm going to make something happen with my davin. There's a vart from Tefer Shleimer. Tefer Shleimer is from Radomsk. Tefer Shleimer said that, it says in Posi, B'chatzar, it says, B'chatzar oil moi, it says, Matzes te'ochel b'chatzar, oh, my, says, you should eat b'mokum kodesh b'chatzar, oh, my, says, you should eat the matzes b'mokum kodesh, in a holy place. B'chatzar oil moi, it's talking about the menachas. It says, Matzes te'ochel b'mokum kodesh, the Tefer Shleimer says, that the best way to prepare for Pesach is by purifying your mouth. Matzes te'ochel b'mokum kodesh. The mouth of a Jew has to be holy. In a few nights, we're going to be putting matzahs into our mouths. Matzahs, the mechla de meim and husa, mechla de meim esvas. It's the bread of emunah, it's the bread of healing. But our mouths are so filled with tum, with narishkeit, with lashon hara, with rechilus, with stupidity. B'mokum kodesh, matzahs te'ochel b'mokum kodesh. So, when it comes to davening, we don't feel that we're ru'uyim. That there should be a nes, that Hashem should perform a nes. When my daughter was very little, she asked me, we were talking about things, nisim and so on, she says, so how come Hashem never makes any nisim nowadays? It's a pretty good question. So it's chaval, you have to start to explain to a three-year-old kid what the Inyan of bottom is. No, that's chaval. How Hashem is hidden. It's bad enough that a father hides. And Hashem also has to hide. So Klausenberger says that instinctively a person feels that Yetzias Mitzrayim was for somebody else, for other people, from a long time ago. But not for me. Not for me. And not for a generation. And not for a generation like mine. Not for a generation like this. So listen to what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said the biggest mistake that we make when we come to Pesach, the biggest mistake we make, so we bechlal have a whole mistaken understanding of what it was like in Egypt. And the Rebbe said it was, our Zaydis, our ancestors in Mitzrayim, he says, I want to tell you something. They didn't put on a Rabbeinu Tam Tefillah. Even worse, they didn't wear gartels. They didn't go to the mikveh. They ate gebrachos. The worst thing of all. They ate gebrachos. Ad kedei kach. that when it came time for us to finally be finished with Mitzrayim, you all know what Chazal tells us, that when we were walking through the ocean, so the Malachim had a taina, Ma halolu avayda vadazor, af halolu avayda vadazor. Just like the Egyptians worship Avadazor, the Jews also worship Avadazor. Ma halolu magalei arayis, af halolu magalei arayis. Just like the Egyptians are steeped in all kinds of immorality and things, doing things that are not nice, surfing the web, the internet. Af halolu avayda vadazor. Afalalu Megalei Arayis. Jews are also Megalei Arayis. Jews are also doing these things. And Jews actually carried with them, there were Jews from Shevet Dan that they were carrying with them an Avodah Zarah when they went through the Yam. It says in Tehillim, Himru Al Hayam. We rebelled against Hashem. While we were crossing through Yam Suf, we were rebelling. There were Jews that were holding an Avodah Zarah in the Yam Suf. As crazy as it sounds. The Rebbe says, we were mamish in the 49th level of Tumah. And the angel said, that Malachim had a taino, why are you treating the Jews any differently than you're treating? Than you're treating the Mitzrayim? Why should the Jews get any different treatment? And Afal Pichin, the Rebbe says, the Torah comes along and says, "When the man tisaper ba'oznei bincha uben bincha, es asher v'salalti b'Mitzrayim, es asasayi shesamti pam, v'yedatem k'ni Hashem." And v'yedatem k'ni Hashem means that the Baruch Hu wants us to tell the story one generation after another generation to say that even though your ancestors were not tzaddik, even though your ancestors felt disgusted with themselves, and they were involved in all kinds of disgusting things, I still took him out. You ask Akasha, how could I do such a thing, and it's not fair, and why is it right that I should drown the Egyptians? Don't ask any Kashas. I saw a Lashon, there's a Lashon in the Medrash, that I saw such a Lashon, in Shmoyis Rabba Parashi Yutes, Shebishosh and Nesarev Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. In Mitzrayim, there were the two bloods, Mispesesis B'damayich, V'aymaloch B'damayich Hayi, V'aymaloch B'damayich Hayi. There was the blood of the Korban Pesach that we brought with Mesiris Nefesh. And there was the blood of Bismila that we did with Mesiris Nefesh. So the Medrash says, Shebishosh and Nesarev Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. It says, "Vakadosh Baruch Hu over v'noito kol echad ve'echad." Listen to this lashon. Vakadosh Baruch Hu went over to each and every Jew. Vakadosh Baruch Hu over v'noito kol echad ve'echad v'noshka u'mevarachu. He kissed every Jew, and he gave every Jew a brach. V'noshka u'mevarachu. He's bli yotzei min haklal. Rav Hutner in Pachad Yitzchak talks about how by the market. By the marking of dam, of blood. So Chazal say that you'd have an Egyptian and a Mitzri and an Ivri and a Jew would drink from the same cup. And the Egyptian was drinking blood and the Jew was drinking water. So Rav Hutner explains in the Pach Yitzchak and Pesach, Rav Hutner explains there was an unbelievable beauty of Bishvili Niver Ha'olam. Not just that Hashem loves Amis, but each and every Jew. B'li Yotzei Min HaKlal, with all of his craziness, with all of his Memteh Shari Tuma, with his Avodah Zarah, with his Gilui Arayis, because you drank from the same cup. The guy drinks blood and the Jew drinks, and the Yid is looking around thinking Hashem made this nice. It's not like usually you figure when there's a nice, like by Kriyas Yam Suf, you figure you just go with the oilam, you know, you run with the oilam. You run with the rest of the oilam. It's like general admission, you know. General admission, everybody's, you're free, and you all run out. But by the Makas Dam, Rav Hutner says, there was a gilui in your glass of water. Hashem made a nice. In your glass of water. The guy drank blood and you're drinking water. And he's saying, Baruch Shalom, I'm here. You have an inyan with me. And therefore the Baruch Shalom revealed by Yetzias Mitzrayim. I've avoided to anybody who starts up with my children, and I'm not going to answer any of your kashas why the guy is different from the Jew. I've avoided if you start up with my children. So the Rebbe says that's why it says in the Haggadah, Chazal, that's why it says, Shahoyum Sumbu, Naivak Vayimusab Mitzisayim, Kol Oisai Halayla. That very same night. As the Rebbe explains, that every generation lives through its own darkness. And each and every Jew in his and her life has Oisai Halayla. Right now, I don't know any of you. Each person sitting here in this room, you should all be happy and well. But each one of you sitting in this room has, to one degree or another, a certain night right now in your life. I don't know what that is. But you know what it is. Something that's worrying you. Could be something that's wrong, God forbid, in the family. Shalom bayis with parents. Could be something with panas in the family. Could be, God forbid, something with health. Could be your girlfriend told you to drop dead. Whatever. Kalois al island. But everybody has a night that you're living through. The generation's night that we're living through right now is the night of the technology that has come down into the world now. With all of the good that it brings and so much Torah that a person can learn. But I don't have to explain to you. Your bachur, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. I said yesterday, there was a bachur that came to talk to me last week. He just opened his mouth, he started to cry. He was crying. What happened to him? He told me that since 8th grade, he said he's addicted to pornography. Since 8th grade. And he's been to different therapists, and he goes to 12 steps, and he also helps, like they push very much in the 12 steps, to help other guys. That helps you also to help other guys. So he said that he already has many chevra that he's been helping, and he's been clean for a long time. And he was crying. He said that his girlfriend broke up with him, and that he just was so tzibrach and kol oisai halayla. And he said he went on, he looked at the most disgusting things he ever did in his entire life. And not only that, he went to some club. He said that he didn't do anything. He was there, and he was looking, and then he left. He went to do something. I said, it's by Yonas Ve'etzachut, the Gemara says in Saita, Lasas Malachta, that Yosef, according to one day, and Yosef Atzadik went to be alone with Potiphar's wife. To do Maisa. And he ran away. So I said, Yomamish Yosef Atzadik, you went to the club and then you ran away. I hope you didn't leave your clothing over there. He says, no, I left fully dressed. He said, it's better than Yosef Atzadik. The guy's crying like a baby. What a night he's going through. What a night. Kalosa Halayla, what our generation is passing through. It's different than what the Klosenberger went through. Kalosa Halayla, the night that he went through, the night that my parents went through. Some of your grandparents went through that night of the Holocaust. You know, I grew up in a home where my parents had such nightmares. To this day, when I sleep, I wrap a pillow around my head. That's how I sleep. I always wrapped a pillow around my head. So when I was a child, I started doing that because I couldn't stand that. You know, the nightmares my parents had. And their room was across. I couldn't stand it. So to this day, I sleep. I always wrap the pillow. My wife laughs at me, but that's how I sleep. I always put a pillow and I wrap it around my head. Kalosa Halayla. It was some night they went through. We can't be masik what they went through. Kalosa Halayla. Gashmis and Aruchnis. So that's why it says in the Haggadah, Because the tzaddikim themselves are living through a terrible darkness at that time of Rome, that very same night. And what they were saying to us forever is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to each and every Jew by Pesach and he says, I know what your night is. And I know that you're living through a night. I know that you're trying to daven, to learn, to be good. I want you to know that the same way that I took your ancestors out of Mitzrayim, even though they were on the lowest level, and they looked the same like the goyim, mahalalu, afalalu, manishtanu elu ma'elu. There was no difference, no visible difference between a Jew and a goy. I took them out. Because it's not a kasha, my children. And I know that you want to be better. I know that you're trying to be better. It's not just a night, that night that Yitzias Mitzrayim, but kol oisa halayla that a Jew is going through in his life. This is the ikkar that a person has to believe in. That the Baruch Shalom knows the night that you're going through. He knows how hard it is for us now generation to daven a few words, to learn a little bit. Zepela, you came back now from Eretz Yisrael, you have a little chofesh. And you came to yeshiva to learn today. The rest of the world, what does it mean chofesh to the rest of the world? They're running around like mishagoyim. It's a beautiful day. It's a nice sunny day. You could be in a million places. And you came to be in a building with a bunch of Jews and svarim. And you made such a thing. It's not a chiddush. In our generation, kalois ha'alayla, that we do such things. So after the Milchama, after the war, there was a survivor that lost everything and he wasn't from anymore. He was a ger chazan in Europe. And he moved, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he survived. He left everything behind. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't go into ger at all. The Imre Emes, as you know, was there after the war. The Imre Emes survived. It was already when the Imre Emes was nifter. And after the Imre Emes, his son, the Beis Yisrael, was there. I was zeichet to be by the Beis Yisrael. I remember by his levai, there was so many, I never saw something in my life, how many people by the Beis Yisrael, as I was by the levai. I remember there was a Yushalmi, this is a side note, there was a Yushalmi standing next to me with a little kid, and the kid was looking at all the people, and the Yushalmi said to his kid, in Yiddish, he said to him, Hashem levai, it's a nice funeral. You want to have such a nice funeral, you have to learn a lot. You see, Yishalmi talks like, such a nice funeral. The Beis Yisrael was the leader of thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews. So this survivor came to the Beis Yisrael, and the Beis Yisrael recognized him right away. He went over to him. He was holding him. He remembered him from Europe. They were friends. And he says, Rebbe, I don't have the tzur of a chassid anymore, and I don't put on tefillin. He said, right away, I don't put on tefillin. I don't keep Shabbos. I don't need kosher, nothing. So the Beis Yisrael said, Chachanam. You don't put on tefillin, you don't keep Shabbos. Davening. So the Beis Yisrael started to say, it was Pesach time. The Beis Yisrael started to say a niggun. He started to say the Haggadah, the niggun that they use in Ger. He started to sing, Yochel mi ba'id yayim. You might think that the mitzvah of telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim is mi ba'id yayim, it's when it's day. It's when it's day. Talmud loymer bavrezeh. Bavrezeh lo yamarati el v'shor sheish ma'atzamor munoch lefanach. Bavrezeh osa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Bavrezeh lo yamarati el v'shor sheish ma'atzamor munoch lefanach. Matzah umar. So the mitzvah of telling a story begins at night when we eat the matzah and the mar. Fine, that's the rosh of Chazal. That's why the Vilna Gaon didn't say the Haggadah on Shabbos Hagadol, because of that rosh. Ma'avizel emati el b'shosh yish matzah umar menachem finach. So the Gay Rebbe said like this. Ba'avizel. He says Yochel mi ba'ayid yayim. There are some Jews that they think that the only time to serve God and the only time that their Avodas Hashem is meaningful is when it's day, when everything is clear, when life is good. Matzah, Beis Yisrael said, it brings down in the Svarim that matzah is a lashon of matzah umariva. Matzah means quarreling and fighting when you have an argument with God, when you have tightness against Hashem. Mor means when you've gone through bitterness in your life. It's the ikatachnis of a Jew. It's kaloisa halayla. To daven, to learn, to be a Jew, to be an Eved Hashem. The Baruch Hu took us out, even though we were in such a place. And our avoid is to continue no matter what we're holding, not to give up, not to think that Hashem doesn't care. That's the problem with the Rosh. The Rosh's problem is ma ha'avoid azayis lachem. Lachem. See, he says, ma ha'avoid lachem, lachem v'loy loy. Lachem v'loy loy means he thinks that it doesn't apply to him. I'm a Rosh. He made himself like a Rosh, so I'm a Rosh. I was once here in the cafeteria many, many years ago. Before you were born, a long time before you were born, I was in the cafeteria. And there were two guys from yeshiva. And there was a third guy that was sitting next to us, and he was eating. So I asked him, could you join us for a mezumen? And he said to me, no, I go to EMC. EMC is now IBC. Is that a new name? I don't know. IBC is, right? That's the program. In other words, I'm not from the yeshiva program. I don't budge. I'm sorry. Can't help us out with the mezumen. Kilo, he's part of for mitzvahs. Lefisha haitzi es atzmo min haklal. That's what it says in the Haggadah. Haitzi es atzmo min haklal. He doesn't see himself as being part of Klal Yisrael. That's the problem with the Rosh. He is, and somehow he made it to the Seder. But his problem is he thinks that the Yiddishkeit is only yochel is only by yoyin. When I'm being a good boy, when everything is good, when I'm a tzaddik, when I'm back home and I'm a ger chassid and I'm an oved Hashem, the way it is now, It's not. There's no tachlis. It's only for tzaddikim. Yiddishkeit is only for tzaddikim. That's the problem in Russia. The tzaddikim, svasemis, the jikim, all tzaddikim say that. All four sons of tzaddikim, just how they look at themselves. They don't touch themselves up the right way. Even the chacham is not. Even the chacham doesn't say it's echad tzaddik. He says it's a chacham is not such a chashuv thing. Rabbi Nachman, he has a whole story of chacham v'atam. A chacham, he looks down at very much. It means somebody who's a clever person. Cleverness is not something which is chashuv. To be a tzaddik is chashuv. To be a talmud chacham is chashuv. It's time to be clever, is no chacham. The problem is they don't look at themselves the right way. Now, the Rosh is the worst thing. If he's hoitzi, he's asmen a klal. Lachem v'loy loy. He thinks, ilu hayasham loy hayan nigel. He thinks that if I would have been dead, I wouldn't have gone out. It's not true. It's not true. So now we come to the Afikayman. What's this minig of stealing? What's this meaning of stealing Afikoman? We have a Kabbalah from Chazal. That the night that Rivka sent Yaakov to steal the brachas, that night was the first night of Pesach. Yitzhak Avinu was saying that there's treasures of tal, of brachas, of tal, of du, that's flowing from Shemaim on that night when he was giving the brachas. Yitzhak talalei oyrois. It was the first night of Pesach. Rivka Imenu goes and says to Yaakov, she puts on the fur. Over here on the back of his neck, because that's where you would hold this on, and over here on the arms, and says you have to go in to take the brachas. Yaakov Avinu wasn't the ganav, and the mother was telling him to steal. Because Yaakov Avinu didn't feel worthy. He was an Ishtam. He was also one of the sons of the Haggadah. He didn't feel worthy. And he said, Ulayi Musheni Avi Vahisi Beinukim Sa'ataya. Maybe my father is going to feel me. It says in the Svar, my father means maybe Avi Shebishamayim. He's going to, even if I trick my father in this world, my father in that world knows this is not, I'm not worthy of these brachas. They're not my brachas. I'm not worthy of this avoid that it means to be a Bechor. Ulayi Musheni Avi. And the mother says, you have to go and be a ganav. You have to know that a Jew has to know to be a ganav. A Jew has to know that the Baruch Shalom wants us to go and to take madrigas, even though we look at ourselves that we're not worthy of those madrigas. Even though we don't see ourselves as holding in that level. Listen to this lashon of the Divrei Chaim. I was going to focus that, but I forgot to bring the Divrei Chaim with me. That they probably have in the library, I forgot. Divrei Chaim says in Parshas Truma, if you have a chance to take a look. Every Jew, even if he was not masakin, whatever he needs to be masakin, kol oisa halayli, he didn't fix. And kibul of lesakin, if he wants to fix it, ein lo lehisatza v'loimer mi ani, he should not be lazy and say mi ani, who am I? Liached yichudim, to make liached yichudim means to be oisik in Kabbalah things. I'm not saying that to us. Liached yichudim, to unify God's name. Yichudim is a big thing in Kabbalah. In other words, that every single word, every single thought, every single action is making a yichud of Hashem, is causing all kinds of amazing things to happen in all worlds. Halayani moli b'pgamim, I'm filled with pgamim, with blemishes, with damn, I'm filthy. Chas v'shalom, the Divrei Chaim says, chas v'shalom loimakim. Rak, he says, adarabba, im osa chavilas aveiris, adarabba, if you've done many packages, Chazal say this, of aveiris, I say, connect and chavilas mitzvahs, then make more packages of mitzvahs, more learning, more davening, bigger madrigas. The tzaddikim say in Slanim, they said that there are different nischalos of this, that after the person did the worst aveir in his life, if he can't mamish that next second turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to call out and to cry out to Hashem, he hasn't stepped upon the threshold of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And there's another gears that says he hasn't stepped upon the threshold of Yahadis of Yiddishkeit Bechlau. Kaloysa halayla. Voysa kol ma de'evsha va'tikun ma'at ma'at adesh she'yizkil estakin lagamri, and the tikun will be ma'at ma'at. So now we understand why it's the need to steal the Afikaiman. The Jikiva says that when Yitzchak Avinu says to Esav, Esav screaming. Yitzchak says, Bo achicha b'mirma, right? Your brother came b'mirma, with a trick, b'mirma. So the Jikiva says that the word mirma, a trick. Mirma is the gematria afikaiman. It equals the word afikaiman, mirma. And yachatz, when we break the matzah, we put aside the bigger piece, it's often. Yachatz is the oisiyas. Yodav, and chelkas savara, the arms and the piece of the neck. Yodav yachatz, yodav chelkas savara. The inyan of Leil Pesach is to be a ganav. It's the night that Hashem said, "I want you to steal brachas. I want you to make up your minds to be big bali madregas, to try to work on. You think that you're not worthy of that kind of davening. You think that you're not going to be able to learn and learn and learn, and you are. You have to be a ganav. You have to get past that whole way of thinking, like the Rosh. You have to get past that." There's a story. I'll end with this. It's a story from the Noam Elimelech. He had a son, Rabbi Lozer, who was a big tzaddik. And Rabbi Lozer went to the Rebbe of Pinchas Karetzer for Shabbos. When he came back, Pinchas Karetzer was already by the Baal Shem Tov. He was an old tzaddik, big tzaddik, in Ish Emes. And when he came back, So the Naaman HaMelech asked the son, what happened by Pinchas Karitzin? So the son said over some of the Torah that he said. So he said, I didn't ask you the Torah, I said, what happened? Something happened with you. So he said, yeah, there was a strange thing that happened. What happened? He said, it was by Shalosh Shudas. And it was by Shalosh Shudas, and it was dark. And the Rebbe was talking, and I had a hisayrus. Rebbe Lozer says, I had a hisayrus. And I gave a krechslech, and I called out, Oy Tate in Himmel, Father in Heaven. I had a hisayrus. And Pichas Karitzin didn't like that. He banged on the table, and he looked at me. And he said, who said he's your father? Who said he's your father? So Naaman HaMelech asked his son, what did you say? He said, I didn't say anything, I was scared. I didn't know. Because the Pinchas Karitzin didn't go for any shtick, you know. Oh, he didn't go for that. So the Rebbe said, you didn't answer anything? He said, I just sat there, I was scared. He said, Shaita, you should have said, it's a beferish pasuk at the end of Chumash. It says, Sha'al avicha v'yageicha zekenecha v'yoymelach. Ask your father and he'll tell you, your grandfather will tell you the story. Sha'al doesn't only mean ask your father. Sha'al means you could borrow a father. Sha'al avicha means borrow a father. You should have said to the Pinchas Karitzin, it might be that I'm not always his son. But this moment I am. Sha'al avicha, this moment he's my father. I feel that this moment. That's a big thing. I mentioned here in Yeshiva a few weeks ago that there was an Israeli writer that he said when he was 9 years old, he met Rabbi Levine, and he was very enamored. And he asked Rabbi Levine, he said, "Is Rabbi, are you one of the 36 hidden tzaddikim?" So you would think Rabbi Levine would have said, "Ah, we do." See, so Rabbi Levine was quiet for a minute or two, and he was thinking. And Rabbi said to him, sometimes there are moments like that. But you also have to have moments like that. That's right. So I want to give each and every one of you a bracha. The night that we're in is ending. It's just a few minutes left. You should be zoche b'ez Hashem. During this last darkest part of the night, you should be zoche to be good ganav. The ganve, the last part of this man that you're going to be able to sell, to steal more and more blood, more and more rashis, more taisis, more yishayim, tefillahs. When you're davening, take that moment. It has nothing to do with what you did before, what you can do later. Sha'al avicha, your father is, right now he's your father. And you're gone for that moment, you can make it a big moment. That's the avodah of this generation. And Hashem took us out many years ago, and he's going to take us out again. And Hashem is about to help us. We should be zoich, it should be soon. That by the time you're going back to Israel, we'll be able to go back together and to be able to eat from the carbon paste of the Mashiach's Kain. Shkai.